Lake Superior is part of the territory ceded by the tribes to the U.S. government more than 150 years ago. So that territory is part of what Ojibwe bands in northern Wisconsin and northern Minnesota consider their responsibility. It's a responsibility Red Cliff Tribal Chairwoman Patricia DePerry takes seriously.
In my office sits a memorandum with the Coast Guard that has been long standing here that both entities agree that we are the caretakers of the lake.
DePerry says when the Coast Guard conducted a live ammunition fire drill in Lake Superior using lead bullets a few miles from Red Cliff's shores, she felt betrayed.
That absolutely put me on edge and tilted me to the maximization of tilt, so to speak. The Red Cliff Band is interested in restoring the Great Lake back to its original state prior to European contact. You know, why would we be interested in having them dump lead into the lake?
With the Coast Guard going back to the drawing board, DePerry hopes the next time around, and the Coast Guard says there will be a next time, they'll get area tribes involved before a decision is made. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.